and lie for wealth and what it will buy. Don't they know on the judgment day that their gold and silver
survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more.
When it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Good morning, Grimna. It is December 26th. The world looks at it the day after Christmas. It's Saturday morning. We're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. And good morning, Brother Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Amen. Had some phone issues here at the Radio Ranch this morning, but I guess everything's coming through. And I think we've got Jason online, too. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And again, good morning to you, the remnant. We hope you have your coffee. We hope you have some good coffee. And we hope you have the word, the good word, the Bible. Hope you're wearing out your Bible. That's about all I can say there. I've heard that if you can wear your Bible out, your life probably won't be wore out. So that's a good thing. We'll have the phone lines open. Lots going on. Boy, saw some headlines this morning. But Jason, we'll ask if you would open us up in prayer first thing.
Yeah, I would. And I want to tell people that, as we are at the day after Christmas, Dad did a really good message years ago, and it's called Looking at Christmas. And, I want to make that available as our Christmas present to you. And, if anybody would like that, it's a really good message, and just basically talking about Christmas and the Christmas time and that we're in, and how this is the time where Christ came into the earth and came into being. And there's a lot of people that mock it, and they mock Christmas. And like Dad used to say, he's like, there are so many people out there that want to take Christ out of Christmas. They don't want to celebrate Christmas. I mean, you can't hardly go to a grocery store and grocery store or any kind of store anymore, and they try to tell you happy holidays, and they've tried so hard, desperately hard, to take Christmas out of society, and it's something that shouldn't be. So looking at Christmas, really, really good message. Like to make that available to anybody that wants it. We got that one, and there's another one that I can't even think of the name of it, but we've got a couple Christmas messages that we'd like to send you, and if you'd like them, we would like to send them to you. So be sure and order those. You can write to us, you can call us, you can email us, and we will get those sent out to you. But that being said, let's go to our Heavenly Father with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just ask, Father, for you to lead us, guide us, and direct us in all that we do. We ask that you strengthen us, that you encourage us, that you be with us, and that you guide us and direct us in all that we do. Lord Jesus, we just come before you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know that they've tried to blot out your name, from so many things in our society. And Father, we just come before you and we ask, Father, that you not be forgotten. And Lord, we just come before you and we ask that you war with those that war against us, that you strengthen us, that you encourage us, and that you be with your remnant, that you tend to their each and every needs as we are living in perilous times. And we ask, Father, that you help us and that you just tend to our each and every need, Lord. We just cry out to you, Lord Jesus Christ, save us from the hands of our enemies and those that hate us and those that seek to destroy us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
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 Amen. And, well, again, Remnant, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And I stayed away from the computer yesterday, didn't even look at it. But, boy, this morning, the headlines about that blast in Nashville seem to have gotten it filled up. And texted with a brother there and said, yeah, it's a mess. That he's hearing reports of international terrorism, said they certainly have plenty of ragheads there. One of the local stations there said that was reporting this RV was had some type of recording saying this vehicle has a bomb. If you can hear this message, you need to evacuate. And it played for about 30 minutes and then a countdown, and then it exploded in downtown Nashville. And just when you think, or maybe we shouldn't think, what next? Something like this pops up. So I don't really have much more on it other than that. I didn't really get into the news reports and whatnot on it. Like I said, I had a brother that asked him, and he said, yeah, glass out all over Second Avenue, water mains broken, that type of stuff. So, and guys, the phone line's ringing this morning.
Well, one of the things that's going on with that too is there's a lot of videos that are out on it, and already people are out there calling it a false flag, and they're looking at this picture of this motorhome, and they're like, the damage that was done by this so-called motorhome bomb was not done by it. And there's a lot of people out there that are just screaming this is another false flag deal, just like OKC. So, we don't really know. I mean, right. At this time, it's like, how do you know? But there's some experts out there that are saying that they're looking at this motorhome, and they're like, the amount of damage and the damage that is so far away from this motorhome that there is no possible way that it was done by this motorhome. And I heard the recordings, seen the recordings, and seen the, calling out and doing in the 15-minute countdown and all that kind of stuff. So, but at the same time, it's one of those deals is, just don't really know what's going on.
That's right.
Facts, yeah.
Yeah, so you might say it's developing. We've sure seen, as you said, Jason, many false flags in the past, and so who knows? We'll have to wait and see on this one. Well, Tim, how do you see things in Nebraska this morning? You've already had the sunrise, and
that's a beautiful day here. Kind of the same boat. I didn't do a lot of looking yesterday. I kind of just spent some time with the family, and we had a good Christmas and enjoyed each other and enjoyed getting to spend time together. That's one of those times of the year that when we look at that and see that Christ's name's there, they want to exit out. So the Xmas thing just really gets me fired up. And we see Christ's name in there, and when we see Christ's name in there, that we know how popular that is. They don't like it when Trump says it. They don't like it when. So I usually get a chance to go out of my way for a few days and wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Of course, in this part of the country, that's reciprocated with a lot of gusto. So, we did that, and we kind of just were, you know, it's one of those times when everybody gets some time off, and the whole world stops a step and says, it's an overwhelming thing. And it's amazing to me. I was thinking about what Jason was talking about. There's all this. Somehow I feel like they've even turned our own side off on it, and I don't really want to get too deep into it, but it's one of those things where we're always, if they can get you to subtract things and leave nothing good, and then they just want to do away with it all, you know. And I'm not talking about the commercialization of it, and it doesn't matter whether you do some gift exchanges or not. I that's your thing. But the thing is that's when Christ, that's one of those times in our country when Christ is prevalent in our society for a few days, when his name is used, when his there's an opportunity for thought that aren't there the rest of the time in the mad hustle and bustle and chase. So I think it's a time we all need to take advantage of. But
amen.
That's what we've had. No, everything's been decent here. I did notice that on that bombing, and like Jason said, we don't really know anything about it special, but I did see AT&T was saying it had disrupted their service severely. A lot of communication issues there. And so who, why, or what at this time is unknown, but that was kind of a and strange. The timing of it is interesting too, don't you think? I mean, so that's more than a little bit coincidental. I'll just kind of, that's about all I've got for the moment.
Sure. Well, we've got a caller. Let's try the phone lines this morning as well. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard. This is Terry from Oregon.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, I just want to call and thank you guys and all everybody else out there who is praying for us and with us over my niece, Kimberly. And we want to just thank God that he took her home. And so my call is just to thank you guys for being there for us.
All right, Terry.
Well, thanks, Terry.
Yep, you guys are in our prayers.
God bless you guys.
All right, God bless.
Feel for your loss, brother.
Folks, we had sent out on the prayer chain a request. Terry's niece, his sister, Betty, on the ministry, her granddaughter, 14-year-old Kimberly out in the Northwest, and was involved in an ATV accident and did not recover. And so we'd ask you to keep that family in your prayers. And let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, I had read an article about that AT&T building that got bombed in Nashville. And by the way, this is Joanne from Wisconsin. And from what I understand to the article, they got the forensic audit for the Dominion machines. And supposedly the FBI guys were in there taking out the machines. And most of the damage was done to the outside of the building. Well, it's not surprising that they would pull something like that. Totally, you know.
Yes.
They got the contract to do the forensic audit on the Dominion machines at AT&T in Tennessee. Isn't that surprising?
Imagine that. And
okay, that's all I got. Thanks, guys. God bless.
Okay, Joanne. Thank you, ma'am.
That is interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, these things have been going on. Voter fraud. You remember back the little chit count is what they were talking about back in in the Florida 12, 16 years ago, the Florida election 20 years ago now. And these things have been going on. It's encouraging to see today that they're being exposed, that they're they're happening, but more and more people are seeing it. More and more people are seeing that that hey, okay, we did what we're supposed to do, but the result was not there, and so the fraud and the lying, it's just what the Bible tells us. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And people are seeing the stealing, the killing, the destroying, the lying more and more. The spells aren't working like they used to. And that's encouraging. It is encouraging that more and more people are seeing that.
I did you guys hear about the Tuesday Wednesday memo on the I guess it would be the Trump administration withdrawal from there in Washington? There was a memo that went out on Tuesday from the administration, not necessarily from Trump, saying that they were gonna, it was talking about the people pulling their stuff out of, you know, the offices and stuff there in D.C. and getting their stuff boxed up and their audits done and this returned and that returned. And then Wednesday, I guess, morning, they had copies of both memos, but Wednesday morning, the president signed one that said, don't pack up anything. We're not going anywhere. I mean, did you hear about that little blip? And it wasn't a very big thing. I mean, it was kind of a quick article.
I didn't.
Anybody here? Did you hear about that one, Jason, at all? Well, at any rate, it was kind of an interesting one there, I thought, because I see a little bit of intent there, which, hey, I'm thankful for.
But yes, absolutely. Yeah, well, just as Jason mentioned about, you know, the world and society and even the grocery stores and the, you see it, there might be holiday lights out, but the saying is, it's happy holidays. You don't see, you don't hear the Merry Christmas and quite as much as we used to. But here we have a president that will let you know that, a president that proclaims the name of Jesus Christ, And not just in, you know, because he's talking to Christians, and then proclaims Allah when he's talking to Muslims, and like previous presidents we've had, and that's one of the reasons that they hate him, and that those even in, like you said, Tim, even in the administration, have no faith. And they're like, well, this is just how the game is played. You know, we punt and then we come back, and he's not. It sure seems like he's not punting. That there's a little bit more faith there, on his part than people give him credit for.
I he said basically many times, and I do think there's a lot of interest going on with this with everything that's going on there, as far as how he's not planning on going anywhere, and we're grateful for that. And I had some people talking about there being issues if he stayed in office, you know, like, well, if he stays in, we're going to have all these riots. And I said, we're already having riots, and it doesn't matter who gets in, there's problems either way. You've got to make your mind up for that, because there's going to be some major issues with either situation. And you listen to some of these conservative talk radio shows, and I do. I listen to them from time to time just to, you know, keep a finger on the pulse of things that are going on. But it's interesting to note that they're very, very, very guarded and very, very careful not to talk about armed resistance or about... and the reason is, of course, for obvious reasons, they don't want to be inciting. You know, they don't want to be guilty of insurrection or this or that, and they're worried about what if this happens or what if that happens. But it's kind of one of those times, it's time to get off the fence You know, I mean, it's one of those things. And there's a point here where we're looking at things going on that aren't going to be exactly friendly. It always occurs to me in my mind as I sit here and try to think about how I'm trying to say what I want to say, but it's interesting how people are quiet. God's people are a quiet, working people who abound in, you know, just be at peace with all men as much as lieth within you. And they're getting up, you know. They're like, you know, the old saying, we're not going to just take this lying down. So it's kind of, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed too is, like, you know, they've been pushing this vaccine so cotton picking hard. Yeah, I mean, it's just basically been unbelievable. But you look at the videos, yeah. See these videos of these people, you know, these high profile officials that are supposedly taking the vaccine, and they don't inject anything into them, and it's obvious. I mean,
yep.
You pull up the video and you look at it, it's like, oh yeah, they sit there and they roll up their sleeve and they, you know, let them stick a needle into them. But at the same time, they don't put anything into them, you know. And you know, the people that are reporting it that are not getting any side effects are the people that are taking a saline shot.
Yes.
And you look at that, and it's either, you know, they're either not pushing down the plunger, or they've got a retractable needle, or there's nothing in the needle. I mean, look at the videos, you know, really closely. When you see somebody that's, oh yeah, this is safe and this is what we need to be doing, and taking the shot, you know, it's just, it reminds me of a scapegoat, and you know, with sheep being led to slaughter. And
yep.
you can look at those videos, and you know, that's one of the big pushes, and that's the big push of the enemy right now, is to get people convinced that, you know, the vaccine's okay. It's okay. It's okay for you. It's okay for your family. Yeah, bunch of BS. It's not okay. It's not right. It's not something that people should be taking.
Absolutely.
Amen to that. I know we have.
Well,
sent...
and then they were talking about. Go ahead, Richard.
Oh, just real quick, and I'll give it back to you, Tim. Just we've sent more pastors' pamphlets out warning vaccinations are dangerous. And the book you found, Jason, the you know, on vaccinations, and we've sent more of those out lately than just about at any other time. And that's a good thing, because that means that there's, you know, there's thousands out there that know of the dangers, and there's more all the time that are coming to that knowledge, that are realizing, you know, and not just people in the congregation, but I've got two neighbors that they have brought up, you know, how they're not taking the flu shot, and where they work has required them to do this, and I say that flu shot in the past, because that's what's come up in the past, and showing me some of the, you know, hey, did you know this is in there and that, and you kind of go, what, really? Wow, yeah, I think I heard about that, and you know, because sometimes you just don't know, you just have to be wise as serpents, but it is growing, And you're right. This recent back. This is just everybody's touting it, from the president and the vice president on down. And so, it really comes down to who you're going to trust. So go ahead, Tim. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, buddy.
No, well, that's okay. It was just one of those things. Were they talking about now that not only is this virus, you know, continuing to mutate. Which is no surprise. It's a coronavirus. I mean, like I said it the last time. They're the most prevalent virus on the face of the earth. Just about. I mean, it's everywhere in different forms. And the reason it's in different forms everywhere is it mutates all the time. So we've got this virus mutating. But now they're saying that even with that the elements in the vaccine are mutating in ways that they just hadn't expected. You know, so. It's kind of a, and then I see where they, you know, a hydroxychloroquine, supposedly they haven't real good luck with that, and as far as treating the symptoms with it, and cutting it off, and they...
But you can't get it.
Yeah, and they also blew up the second largest hydroxychloroquine factory in the world.
Exactly.
In Taiwan. Yeah,
kind of a,
yeah.
Yeah. And the, one of the other thing, one of the other things that we've got going on is the fact that we're just looking at the, you know, what were they talking about? Was it Ivermec that they were having?
Ivermectin. Ivermectin.
That's the thing. So it was pretty interesting because the guy that works for me part-time, Jim, he called me and he's like, did you see this? I'm like, no, I don't watch TV.
Right.
I don't have it in the house. I mean, yeah, we've got to, you know, some subscriptions, not Netflix. Canceled Netflix a long time ago.
Yep. Same here.
But we've got some other stuff that we can watch. Anyway, he called me and he said, "Did you see this on TV about ivermectin?" And I said, "No, I didn't." And he said, "Well," he said, "they just did a special on ivermectin and talked about how it was 100% effective against the coronavirus." And I thought that that was really interesting because one of the things that I was wondering was if fomendazole would be, you know, effective against it. But ivermectin, for those that don't know what ivermectin is ivermectin was actually, it's really prominent in ag world,
yes.
And it is a parasite cleanse. And people use it from cows to sheep to goats to swine to, you know, basically all of your parasite needs. They make it in a drench, they make it injectable, and it's ingestible. But the neat thing about ivermectin is it was originally designed for human consumption. And
yeah.
They started using it overseas with people that were basically parasite infested. And, you know, that was where it came into being before the Merck company actually purchased the company and took it over and got the copyright to ivermectin. But since this COVID pandemic has occurred, there's been four or five different companies that have done studies with COVID-19, coronavirus, and basically treating people with an anti-parasite protocol with ivermectin. And every one of them has shown to be 100% effective. So
yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and that's, as far as an immunity element on it, if you can negate it in that fashion, immunity's built very quickly in the population.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of the things that people they don't think about, it's like, okay, you worm your cat, you worm your dog, you worm your livestock, but one of the things that I ask people on a very regular basis, you know, especially when they're coming and they're, you know, trying to figure out what's wrong with them. You know, have you done a parasite cleanse? How many people actually go through and do a parasite cleanse? It used to be a very, very common practice. We used to do it in the spring. We used to do it in the fall. And that was, you know, our forefathers did that. You know, whether it was using cloves, whether it was using, you know, different herbs, cloves, wormwood, whatever it was, they would do it in the spring and in the fall. And that was that's what our people did. You talk to people nowadays, and it's like, when's the last time you did a parasite cleanse? I've never done one.
Yeah.
I don't have parasites. Well, why don't you have parasites? Well, because I eat a lot of vegetables. Okay, well, you know, one of the things that people don't realize is you can get parasites from vegetables.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. To the real world.
I'm trying to, you know, belittle anybody, but it's like, you know, just because you're eating right and you're eating clean and you wash your hands, you know, does not mean basically is, you know, in our studies and what I found is everybody has parasites. You know, it's yeah. just a matter of controlling them. And, you know, it's one of the most important things that I think anybody can do is do a parasite cleanse. You know, get rid of the parasites. Kill them off, you know. You might not have them bad, but you know, it's something that people need to control. And, you know, parasites are, you know, they contribute to cancer, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, basically every problem that a person can have. I'm not saying that that's the cause of it, but it can contribute to it.
Yes.
And there's a difference.
Or it can, yeah. And yeah, those, or it can even be, from what I read, it can even be the prevalent cause of the symptoms, even though it's not that disease. I mean, you know, people are treated for heart disease when they actually have a parasite issue. Yeah, yeah. So it's the underlying cause. So, yeah, exactly. Very interesting stuff, though. And I thought that ivermectin thing was, I just was like, wow, yeah, here we go. So, and it's one of those things that's abundant. Like Jason said, we use it in the livestock market. There's no shortage on it. It's so available.
Yes.
Most of the guys around here have gallons of it when we're
working. Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that was interesting is I think that kind of took the heat off of the fenbendazole. So they did, I don't know, I think it was probably a year ago, they started coming out with fenbendazole. Joe Tippins did a number of videos on it. And basically, they showed that, you know, there was the fenbendazole, and which is another. So that's you basically in. If you go to the feed store, if you go to the, you know, any one of your agriculture supply shops, and you look at what have what they got for warmers, for swine, for beef, for sheep, for cattle, whatever. The two that you're going to see is fenbendazole and ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two prevalent ones that are on the market. Now, if you get one, make sure you get one that don't have artificial flavors in it.
That's
the other thing. The cheap ones generally have apple flavor in it if you're getting it for horses. Don't get one of those and expect to have the same results. There's some nasty stuff in those artificial flavors. But ivermectin and fenbendazole, but the fenbendazole, they came out with, Joe Tippins came out with a series of videos and basically was curing cancer with fenbendazole. And that started about a year ago. And fenbendazole is one of the warmers that they use for dogs, cats, everything. I mean, it's basically in pouches. It's in a lot of different forms. But basically, is what was happening is they came out with he came out and said it cures cancer, and it reminded me of Hulda Clark's book, The Cure for All Diseases, and she wrote two books, The Cure for All Diseases and The Cure for All Cancers. And basically, when she broke it down, she said the cure is killing the parasite. Yes. Everybody that she ever tested for cancer had parasites.
And I that's some good stuff too. I've read those books as well, and pretty interesting causation of all that. And not something. I mean, I can remember at one point years ago going into the doctor and saying, "Hey, we need a parasite cleanse. You know, we need to get rid of some parasites." And the look was absolutely like,
really,
yeah, huh? But
because it was interesting, because I was talking with the doctor the other day, and I said, you know, what do you guys do for parasite cleanses? And oh, well, we got this tablet, and it was kind of funny because I looked at it, and it's like, we'll give this to you, and basically it was a form of fenbendazole.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's become more common now. There was a time there, though. I mean, when, I'm not sure with that doctor whether it was that he didn't really think he had anything or whether nobody had just ever asked him for it. You know? But he was a little bit shocked about it. So that was my father-in-law. He went in and he said that doctor was like, huh? Well, yeah, we can do that.
Well, and a big deal, or a big part of that also, is that where's the money? Where's the money in it? You know, if you could get I had a guy tell me, heck yeah, if this works, you could, you know, a tube of ivermectin would last you for a year or two, you know, for the livestock, you know, you only do either twice a year or at the most quarterly. You know, we do that for the dogs. You know, you worm them, we do that quarterly. And there's just no, you know, it doesn't cost $400 to do that. You know, you, like you said, Jason, you buy the little pouches. And it comes in pouches per weight for a, you know, a 12-pound dog, and it's a couple dollars. But there's no money in that. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it, you know, it starts making the banned list because of that. It's not because it doesn't work. It's not because of adverse side effects like suicidal tendencies, like you get on so much of the pharmaceutical drugs. It's not because of any of that. It's because of the money. They can't make money on it. And that's a big part of the name of the game. It really is. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open.
A lot of people don't, you know, a lot of people that aren't around it, too, is, you know, we do a parasite cleanse with our animals. We do try to do it in the spring and the fall. You know, and usually do it at Brandon time and run them through the chute, and there's a protocol. But it used to be common practice when you wormed your animals, you wormed yourself.
Yes.
And you know, that's what we tried to do. Is we got into that years ago. Basically, that's when my dad started, and he understood, you know, how important it was to do a parasite cleanse. And, you know, we were doing it once a year for a long time, and then, you know, he said, you know, what he found was most effective was do it when you worm your animals. He said, when you worm your cows, worm your dog. When you worm your dog, worm your horse. When you worm your horse, you know, if you got a cat, worm your cat. Do everything, because everything cross-contaminates so bad, you know. And, you know, I've talked to, you know, a million people, and they really believe that they don't have parasites. But, you know, you can get it from walking across the ground. You can get it from walking in your garden. You know, you can get it from, you know, a lot of these worms and these parasites will cross-contaminate. You can get it from, you know, digging up stuff in your garden, digging up stuff, touching your animal, letting a dog lick you. If your dog comes up and licks you, if your cat licks you, if you're petting your cow and your cow licks you, I mean, there is so many different ways to get it. Basically, you're not going to get away from it.
No.
It's one of the things, you know, I really encourage everybody to do it. We do it, and, you know, it's made a huge difference on people and you know, in your everyday life. I mean, it's like you're not going to stay away from it. You are going to get it. You are going to contact parasites.
Yeah. Sounds like really, really good advice, and I know it
is.
I mean, it's just, if you have animals, you have parasites. That's all there is to it. I mean, it's just a...
Even if you don't have animals. I've talked to a lot of people, and it's like, oh, no, I'm a vet.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I get that. Well, you know, I mean, you can get parasites from eating a vegetarian diet. I mean, and it's that simple. And people just, a lot of people don't realize that. Some people do, but there's a lot of people that just don't understand that.
That's really interesting, too. I mean, I know that, that stuff's everywhere out there. I mean, it's just like weeds. If you've got weeds all over the place, you've got parasites all over the place, because weeds are just parasites on the ground, right? So, you know, I mean, it only stands to reason that they exist everywhere. So, yeah, and you're out in it every day. Goodness, the wind blows out here, you know, and some days we breathe more dirt than air. So,
yeah.
And you know it's in the soil. So, yeah, absolutely. A really good advice and a good way to be healthier.
Yep.
And a strong immune system is what it's all about. I mean, that's why we've had so many people talking about the LDM, you know, as far as how great it is and how they just couldn't believe the difference and how fast they recovered off of flus, colds, pneumonia, those sort of things. So, you know, that's all about the immune system, and it works. So.
Amen. And without the, again, without those harmful, potentially fatal pharmaceutical side effects. You know, I know, Jason, in the article that we send out, we run it in the newsletter, and we've got it in a color pamphlet that we send out with it. It mentions that, what, one in like 1,000 or one in 10,000 might experience a slight rash. And, you know, we've sent hundreds of bottles out, tens of hundreds of bottles out. Seems like every time Jason's coming up to the ranch, I'm asking him to bring some more and getting boxes on Sunday. Because we're sending it out and have not heard any adverse side effects. But like you said, Tim, boy, and you know, we've taken it. I can remember years ago, Jason, when your dad had it, you know, we'd get a sniffle or something and he's like, well, you know, we got the LDM and it has. And that's huge, and I think more people are waking up to things like that as well. You know, the keeping your immune system up, staying healthy as much as possible. The vitamins, the minerals, the A, B, C, D, zinc, or selenium, which is a very similar to zinc type of you know, protocol, you might say, type of really lifestyle. Because we've talked about it before. The foods, the minerals are the foods are deprived of the minerals and the vitamins that they should have because the soil's deprived of it. But more and more people are seeing that. We've shown, I think it was this year, full page articles in like the New York Post, saying that very thing, you know, about how good vitamin B is and how good vitamin D3 is to maintain a good immune system.
Yes. Yeah, there's some real information coming out on that, which is just proof of the pudding.
It is.
So I think our the enemies of God, you know, we tend to say our enemies, but what we really don't realize is those people are God's enemies, and we're just we're that collateral damage that they love to do against our God, because he protects us, he loves us, he died for us, correct? You know, and they sit around, and I think they just, it says, you know, they wag their heads, they just don't understand. It's like, well, you know, we feed them bad food, and we vaccinate them with bad things, and we, you know, we wash them over with all kinds of electromagnetic noise, and they're still out there going on. And it must be absolutely, I mean, I think if we really sat down and understood the full-on assault that we face on a daily basis, that we are defended and protected from, that it would astound even us, even those of us who think we know what we're under would be astounded. But they continue on, they move forward, and God, not only that, but God continues to bless us. You know, I mean, what a testament to his power and care, you know, when we look at it, really.
Amen. So. Tim, your comments reminded me of Exodus 1, you know, verse 8, a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he says, behold, the people of the sons of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, or else they will multiply, and in the event of war, they will join themselves to those who hate us and fight against us. So they appointed taskmasters over them to afflict them with hard labor. And they built for Pharaoh storage cities, Pithom and Ramses. Verse 12, but the more they, meaning the king that arose over Egypt that did not know Joseph, the more that they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and the more they spread out. And That just seems to hold as a Bible truth, I think it shows God's faithfulness, not ours, certainly not ours, but it shows God's faithfulness. You know, look at what this nation has grown and formed into from, you know, a ship full of pilgrims, you might say. Now, I know more came over. There was one of the greatest mass migrations when the dispersion traveled into this country. But it's grown and multiplied, and again, not because of our faithfulness, but because of His. Guys, I think we got time for one more call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Richard, Jason, and Tim. This is Cannon, Wisconsin. I just got a question for you here. He was talking about this. Richard said, "Ivermectin." Is that the
Iver
that you used?
Ken, it's Iver, I-V-E-R, Mectrin, M-E-C-T-R-I-N, something like that. Ivermectin. That's not a name brand. That's the, the dewormer, you might say. You really see it in, like we've said, the feed stores. You'll see it in a tube for like a horse wormer. They have it in a pour-on by the gallons for cattle dewormer, swine, all types of stuff. But it's Iver, I-V-E-R, Mectrin.
Okay, and was that the one that they used against the coronavirus that Jason was talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and I got one other thing I'd just like to mention, because Joanne had called in and mentioned this thing with the explosion in Nashville. Somebody had a video of that whole thing taking place last night. I watched it 3 or 4 times because I seen something different about it. It definitely did not come out of a motorhome, because before the explosion went off, there was black smoke that came out. If you look way in the background, if you should happen to see it, look way in the background down that street, and black smoke came out of a building, I'd say the second or third story of a building, just prior to the explosion itself. It didn't happen on the street. It happened in a building.
Yeah, I don't think it did either, Ken. I'm with you.
Wow.
Something ain't right about it.
That's the same way I feel about it, too, just looking at it real quick. So, yeah.
But that's all I got for this morning. We're listening intently here. So, God bless you all, and I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and a good New Year.
You as
for
well.
All of us, a blessed New Year for all of us.
Amen. 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 You as well, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Interesting stuff.
Yes, yes. And again, more and more are seeing it because the spells aren't working, because God's people are turning back to Him. And it scares our enemy to death. It scares our enemy to death. I don't think it's the whole nation that has to do it. But some, and some are returning to the God of our fathers. Jason, I couldn't help but think also when you were talking about, you mentioned you talked to people and they're like, well, I don't have any parasites. I bet they would answer the same way when you try to talk to them about sin. You know, well, I don't have any sin. I haven't done anything wrong. You know, as they wipe their mouth and as the Bible says, and say, I've done nothing wrong. Because we've become, as a people, God, little G gods in our own eyes. And you know, what I do is right, is the attitude. And if I think it's okay, it's okay. But the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And all are in need of repentance and returning to that law. Because if you don't have law, you have lawlessness. And that's what we're seeing in the land today. And it's being accepted by so many because it's so prevalent in their life as well. Well, guys, we're all but out of time. I want to thank the Remnant for joining us. And, guys, thanks for like I said, getting the phone lines working here, making sure they're going good. Appreciate that. Folks, we want to invite you to church tomorrow. It's the last Sunday, the last church day of this calendar year. But we do want to invite you there, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. You can go to scripturesforamerica.org, click on the live video stream, and we'll have a little bit of something, a little bit of everything for you, you might say. Looking forward to the Timeless Pulpit Truths, and many times we're hanging on those every words, as Ken said, that, you know, listening intently, because the content is just amazing. It really is. And it's for us today. It is. It's for us today. And so we do invite you there. We'll have a Timeless Pulpit Truth. Looking forward to that. We'll have a live message for you. We'll have a communion service. And so, as we shared before, we hope you did have a Merry Christmas. We hope that you did have time to spend with your family. We hope that Christ was glorified in it, as we hope that He's glorified every day. But as Jason mentioned many times, it's this time of the year only, that some people are thinking of Him, or at least there's an opportunity to share Him that might not be there the rest of the year. So we hope you take advantage of that. And guys, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, Snake High. Fast and pray together, make 'em hell send forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move 'em out, head 'em off, move 'em out, move 'em out, head 'em off, Snake High.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, Snake High. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake Hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake High. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.